This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, and the phones are open here if you want to join the show. Kicking off the second hour with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
Aria.
And
that phone number for you if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're in the story here from Bloomberg. It's an opinion piece written by a professor, Teresa Gilarducci. She's a professor of economics, so you know she's bad news.
Oh, I'm sure she knows exactly what the ordinary person is going through in these troubling times. The average person, of course, meaning someone who makes less than $300,000 a year.
Yeah, that's what she says in the story here. And she is at, the New School for Social Research in New York City.
Is that N-U or N-E-W?
N-E-W.
Oh, okay. Hearing this about New School, and I'm like, it just sounds weird.
These are
is that like New Kids on the Block, except they're leftists?
Well, I suspect it's going to be highly left school, and here's why. I mean, first of all colleges, obviously, for the most part, are pretty lefty, with the exception of a couple of them. I think Hinsdale College might be one of the few that isn't a hard left college. But where I grew up in Florida, there was a school called New College, and it was known as being one of the most quote-unquote progressive colleges around. And this one, I'm sure, is just as bad. Again, they even have it right in their title, New School for Social Research.
I was literally shocked a few weeks ago when we talked to somebody who was saying that he donates money to a conservative college. I was like, that exists?
That was Hillsdale.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even know that something like that existed. I assumed they were all, first of all, public.
Hillsdale doesn't take government money.
Yeah, this one doesn't take government money, and it sounds really cool, but
the only education thing that's actually stunned me lately was seeing the raffle of the school here in New Hampshire that is giving away a rifle and I think a pistol as part of a raffle to raise money.
This must be a private school for
I feel fairly confident.
It's a Catholic school.
I think it's the Nightcat Reps his kids' school.
Yeah, they seem right pretty on. Super cool. They like independence and all that.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. The Catholic Church, or the former church, I guess they got defrocked or something like that. I think he was telling us about that the other day. You're talking about Matt Santanastasso, the state rep who was one of the co-sponsors of the independence legislation here. He went to this. He doesn't even go to church. He's an atheist, apparently, but he caught wind that these guys were, pretty freedom-friendly. He sent his daughter there to go to their school, and then they did the brother, because he says they can't have priests, because the Catholic Church has, whatever they call it, I don't know what
they
the
can
word
be part
is.
Of the DC.
They kicked them out, basically. The Catholic Church kicked these people out.
Fine. The Catholic Church is full of crap anyway.
Yeah.
So
people sound way better.
Yeah. So they can't have a priest, but the brother who was there giving a sermon was very pro independence, pro secession, and apparently the crowd of people that was watching was also into it. So very, very interesting. I wish I knew what the name of the church was.
Might be time for me to go to church again.
This one's located in Richmond, New Hampshire, but I don't remember what.
I assumed it was the church right there by the school.
Which school?
The school that we're referring to.
Oh, I don't know. I think the church is the school and is the. I think they have a school on the campus or something like that. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. So back to the story here from Bloomberg. She's talking about what to do to deal with inflation. She talks about that gas prices obviously are up and suggests, maybe it's time to sell your car and take public transportation. Now, if you live in a place where public transportation is fairly ubiquitous, then it could certainly be a cost savings.
If you get felt up every time you ride the bus like Sarah?
There's a real downside to public transportation.
She called us to complain about that one day.
I remember.
Drug addicts, lunatics.
Smoking in her, vicinity.
There's some ugly, situations that can arise in public transportation. There's no doubt about that.
Well, that's the downfall of being in the public. If you don't want to deal with that, then get your own car.
Yep, exactly.
I don't want to deal with that.
So let's go on here. It certainly isn't the time, she says, to buy a new or used car. Prices have stabilized a bit, but used car prices are still up more than 40% from a year ago, and new ones are up 12%.
When it comes that's curious, too, because I haven't seen any explanation for that. Like, I haven't seen, or not one that really resonates with me as an explanation of why used car. Like, I understand why property is up, right? Like, real estate.
Yeah, but used cars are deflationary, right? So I'm also on the same boat as you. I'm just like, why is my old car suddenly probably worth way more than what I got it?
I could probably sell my Eclipse now for maybe twice what I paid for
it. That's amazing. I've heard, now, I've not looked into this deeply, but if you're a car person or whatever, and you know for sure like the reasons for this, feel free to give us a call. But what I heard was that they're having a problem manufacturing new cars because of the plant shutdowns and supply chain issues. They can't get the chips or whatever that they use.
Can't get the metals.
Whatever it is.
From Russia.
There's certain things that they can't easily get a hold of, and so therefore there's a delay on getting new cars.
I've definitely heard that about electronics from Chris from thinkpenguin.com.
So therefore, if there's a restriction of supply of new cars, that could result in someone who would otherwise be interested in buying a new car settling to buy a used car. And that could increase the demand in the used car market. I'm speculating. I don't know if that's the actual reason, because generally you've got two different types of people, right? Like, there's the kind of person who's willing to buy a new car, and then there's the kind of person like me, like, I'm never going to buy
a new car. You said settle for buying a used car, and I'm like, no, it's not being stupid is not settling. I'm not going to pay 30 grand for a brand new car that immediately loses, 15% of its value.
Yeah, but what's that word? It's not deflationary, like I said. What's the word? As soon as you get a car off the lot, it does what?
Loses value.
Yeah, but there's a word. I just
devalue?
Yeah, there's a different word. Anyways.
I don't know what that is. But the point that I was making it from the perspective of the person who would buy a new car, right? Because that's the kind of person who will not buy a used car if they, like, they love buying new cars. I don't know who these people are, but they must exist, right? Like, those people
Mark's
probably one of them. They must exist because, obviously, someone has to buy a new car in order for there to be used cars. So thank you to everybody that buys new cars. Like, if it weren't for you, we wouldn't be able to buy used cars. But
that would explain why the used car sales are going up, is because people just aren't buying new cars anymore. They just got sick of it. And they're like, no, I'll just buy a used one. I'm not going to pay 30 grand for one.
You're not smart.
Yeah, but again, used cars are up even more, like, percentage-wise, they're up dramatically by comparison to even the new cars. So, I don't know. If you know more about the car situation, feel free to give us a call. Moving on. She says, when it comes to food, don't be afraid to explore. Prices for animal-based food products will certainly increase.
I mean, she's absolutely right. You can get bread made out of crickets now, as I understand it. I mean,
are you serious?
Yeah, all you got to do, you just have to be willing to explore. Like, this new world that we live in, you're going to be broke. You're not going to own anything. So go ahead and make peace with eating crickets. Everyone will be happier. You'll be happier. Look, you like crickets. Crickets, so much protein.
You like crickets.
This is just a puff piece for the same stuff that we've been talking about. How,
like,
you're going to own nothing, and you're going to be happy about it. You're going to eat bugs or whatever it was that Conan was talking with us about, 2 months ago. But, yeah, they are. It's some little cricket powder to be used in the place of flour, maybe?
Oh my God.
I don't remember.
One thing I've noticed I've never seen before in my life, but I saw a whole bunch of it at Market Basket, is bread made out of potatoes. And I was like, is this a new thing?
I don't think that's new.
I've never seen it before. And then we suddenly saw a whole bunch of it in the regular bread section. It's not new?
I don't think that's new.
It made me think maybe we have a shortage of wheat and now people are making potato bread, but I've never seen that before.
So she goes on. She says meat prices have increased about 14% from February of 2021 and will go up even more, though your palate may not be used to it. Tasty meat substitutes include vegetables, which she says prices are up a little over 4%.
I wouldn't even call vegetables a meat substitute. I just like vegetables.
You're absolutely right. I ate one of these Impossible Burgers finally, 2 years late. It's not at all. Maybe this one was old from Burger King.
Okay.
Maybe this one was old or something. It had been sitting there for a while, but it was nothing at all like an actual burger patty.
As a kid, my mom would eat Boca burgers. She wasn't a vegetarian. She just liked them, and they were so gross.
All right, well, let's talk about that, because doesn't Burger King cook them on the spot?
Yeah. Well, in theory.
Okay. Yeah, because they shouldn't be just leaving.
Well, this Burger King, I think, is gross every time I've been there.
There's more coming up here. It's 603-283-6160. You can join us, and we're going to put on your mind. It's free time.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, phones are open. You can join join us at 603-283-6160. Maybe you've got some advice here to, you know, how are you handling the increases in prices that come along with inflation, which for listeners that are new to the show, the actual definition of inflation, the real definition, is an increase in the money supply. And that is what the Federal Reserve and federal government are doing to us and to, you know, the federal fiat currency issuers and all the other countries are doing to them. It's not just happening here. It's happening all over the place. So what do you do about that? How are you changing your lifestyle? What are you adjusting? Are you, have you tweaked your spending habits? Feel free to give us a call. Share your thoughts with us. We're sharing an article from somebody who's obviously got a leftist perspective, a statist perspective here. But that said, maybe there's some good ideas in here. We'll continue to dissect it. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Aria.
And Bonnie.
Yes.
I haven't heard any terrible ideas from this person. I mean, it's a good advice, right? You know, expand your palate. Instead of eating, you know, beef every night, you might try some vegetables. Try a salad. You know, that's generally good advice. If you find that gasoline is too expensive, sell your car. Take a bus. It's not for me, but I can see why for someone it could be considered good advice. It's just the whole of it is alarming because it's all directed toward eat bugs. Oh, nothing.
It steps in that direction. She hasn't come right out and said that at this point.
I mean, I'm sure. I'm going to speculate at some point in this article. She is going to say, instead of splurging on these concert tickets, just go see it online in the metaverse.
Oh God.
I'm making that prediction now. There's somewhere in this article an attempt to plug the metaverse instead of doing that thing in real life.
If it's not in this article, it's coming.
It's right. Just that I don't think anything she said is bad, as in, like, oh, that's a bad idea, don't do that. It's just that they're not comparable. Owning your own car is nothing like having to rely on the bus, the public transport. It's just nothing the same. And telling people, like, oh, it's fine. It's fine that the government's making you have to do this is messed up, in my opinion.
We're going to continue here. First, though, Bradley is on the line calling us from Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live, Bradley.
Hi, you guys were talking about colleges and their political affiliations earlier, so I figured I'd provide some information about some libertarian schools.
Are there such things?
Yeah, I know two or three. So, you know, one of them's, like you mentioned, it's Hillsdale College.
I've heard Hillsdale's more conservative.
I've heard of Praxis. Isn't that online?
I don't know about Praxis. That sounds kind of familiar, but Hillsdale is definitely conservative-leaning. I don't know if I would say they're exactly libertarian, but
yeah.
I did see some principled Austrian economics stuff coming.
Yeah, I think you're likely to get better economics classes at a college like Hillsdale, but everything I've ever heard about Hillsdale, it's a conservative-leaning college that is more friendly, I think, to a libertarian viewpoint. You probably won't feel as put out in a place like that, but I don't know if it's as bad as like a religious school as far as conservatism though. So it's probably not like, you know, the Jerry Falwell school. It's probably not that bad, but that's just me speculating based on some of the people I've met who had some experience with Hillsdale. I think Bonnie, you mentioned this on the air. We had a gentleman we met at one of the parties before Liberty Forum who was a teacher, I guess, there, or might still be a teacher there, and he seemed pretty libertarian.
Oh, Robert Murphy went to Hillsdale. That's where I've heard it. And he's a Austrian
economic. He's pretty freedom-loving, yeah, for sure. What else, Bradley?
But now, my school that I go to, it's Northwood University, and it's also in Michigan. I'd say they're probably definitely libertarian.
Probably definitely is a strong recommendation.
Do they take public funds?
They're a private school. I don't know if they take public funds or not, but I do know that they have a close relationship with libertarian organizations like Cato and the Mackinac Center for Public Policy, which is in that city.
And what are they called? North what?
Northwood University.
Northwood. Okay.
And they teach libertarian stuff. Like I said, I'm a student there, and, you know, like our philosophy class was the philosophy is libertarian philosophy.
Hmm. Wow, that's fantastic. Glad to hear.
The economics is Austrian economics. And in April, they actually have a webinar called the Freedom Seminar. And I definitely recommend for people to check that out.
Excellent.
I mean, if we're going to have, you know, conservative schools and liberal schools, then I guess I'm relatively happy that we have libertarian schools, but I'd rather us just have schools that teach all of these ideas, and maybe not all of these ideas, but instead of making it like, oh, well, I'm a libertarian, so I need to go to a libertarian school, how about we just have the school that teaches what is correct?
You know? It's really weird. I've always thought it was, when I first found out about Austrian economics, I was like, well, isn't one obviously right? Austrian economics and Keynesianism is wrong, and why haven't they figured that out and just kicked them out of the other colleges? It was just such a strange realization to me that the wrong one is the one that has taken over colleges.
Well, it's that one makes sense, though, because that one is the one that gives intellectuals, like economists and philosophers, it gives them jobs, right?
Hmm.
The market has no need for an economist. Like, this person, no one's going to hire this person. They're not an accountant. They're just someone who sits around pontificating about complicated economic matters. No one needs anyone to calculate inflation if there's no central planning, right?
Yeah. Mm.
So the entire apparatus is built to give these intellectuals employment. And in an Austrian, in a free market, no one would want to hire them. No one, almost no one would be willing to pay Karl Marx to sit around pondering, you know, social ideas and socialism and communism as he did in a free market.
Because our lives would be too good.
Well, and also the government's college system exists essentially off of statism. I mean, they're funded through statism. They're funded through the state and taxpayers. Now, this college that you're in, Bradley, Northwood University, it describes itself, as you said, as a private college. So that kind of wording makes me think that they may not actually take government money, but I don't know for sure. So, you know, those colleges that do, though, right, like pretty much all public universities, which is the big ones, right, and even not the universities, but like Keene State College, where we are, so state college, so it has got the word state in it, right, so it's government funded. Even though they take money from their students, they also take a bunch of money from the state, and so obviously if you're getting paid by the state, you have an interest in propping up the state. And so Keynesianism certainly does that.
Yes, it does.
Bradley, anything else?
Go ahead. There's one more college. I don't know. It is a public college, and I'm not sure how libertarian it is, but George Mason University has something called the Mercatus Center, which is, you know, a libertarian thing. So
where's that?
Check that out, too.
Isn't that D.C.?
Did you say the center was called?
Mercatus.
Mercatus.
How is that a libertarian thing? I've never heard of it.
I've heard of it.
I don't know what they would be called, like a think tank or a research center.
Yeah, they did the Freedom in the 50 States study before Cato took over the Freedom in the 50 States.
Okay.
Jason Sorens, who's the founder of the Free State Project, was working for the Mercatus Center when that happened. So I know that they were involved in that in the early years of that Freedom in the 50 States study. Bradley, thanks for the call tonight, man. Definitely appreciate the clue and the hints there for people that might still, for people that actually want to go to college, which
sounds fun if it's not all statist propaganda. College always sounded fun to me until I realized it was all statist propaganda, and apparently you have to live in Michigan to go to some good ones, and Michigan's really cold.
Yeah, college still didn't sound like fun to me, but for those that
the
are interested,
did.
Yeah, you can party without college, though. There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson is in the home stretch of her Senate confirmation hearing senators wrapping up 2 days of questions for the federal appellate court judge. President Biden nominating the 51-year-old Jackson to replace retiring Justice Stephen Breyer. As many as 40,000 Russian troops have been killed, injured, or captured or gone missing in the first month of the war in Ukraine. That's according to a NATO estimate, which says of that number, between 7 and 15,000 troops are dead. Russian officials have refused to disclose those numbers. At least three people are hurt after a shooting at an outdoor mall in Arizona. It happened just before 3 p.m. local time at the Tanger Outlets in the Phoenix suburb of Glendale. Police saying there is not an active shooter situation and it was an isolated incident. USA Radio News. Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson again vigorously defending her sentencing record in cases involving sex crimes.
One of the most effective deterrents is one that I imposed in every case and that judges across the country impose in every case, which is substantial supervision.
Judge Brown Jackson wrapping up day two of her Senate confirmation hearings, the federal judge insisting she has imposed tough sentences within the parameters of federal laws that have been approved by Congress. The Department of Education will hold owners of some private colleges accountable for taxpayer losses. The Undersecretary of Education saying in a statement that if a company owns or profits from college, it should be on the hook if the institution fails students. Organizations could be responsible for financial losses if they have a 50% interest or more in a private college under the policy. USA Radio News.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me, so I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, phones are open if you want to join the show here. It's Ian, Aria, and Bonnie in the studio tonight. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can join us online anytime at freetalklive.com and join our social media website at social.freetalklive.com. It is a Mastodon system. That means it operates like Twitter, but without the evil megacorporation.
And unlike Trump, we actually use ours.
Yeah, that's right. I just posted to my profile today. You can go to social.freetalklive.com and you can see that there. Follow whichever hosts that you want and whichever other listeners that you want, because it's an open source platform. It is Mastodon, which means that it is federated. So as long as other Mastodons haven't defederated or disfederated themselves from us, then you should be able to follow us from other Mastodons and vice versa. You can follow other people on other Mastodons from our platform if you've got an account with us. It's a pretty cool system.
That's really cool.
We did test it last night, by the way, since we were talking about Trump's Truth Social so-called website that he launched a month ago and has only posted one time in the first month of his entire website's existence. That site is using Mastodon, but they must have disfederated it from all the other ones, because I could not follow Trump's profile on his Truth Social.
Maybe he just has you blocked.
Mastodon.
Well, I thought all of this was set up in a way that you had to sort of request Federation.
No.
Like, I thought we had to work it out with the people at Liberdon to get our service to sort of...
No, the way that I understand this, Aria, is so Liberdon, as you mentioned, is another libertarian Mastodon server. It was the first one, the one that kind of became the first libertarian Mastodon. And our server...
I still have an account there.
Social.freetalklive.com is the second one. What you can actually do with Mastodon is you can actually take your account on Liberdon if you want to, and you can not close it fully, but you can kind of redirect it to your existing account, your preferred account. There's a way to set that
up. So is Liberdon still open?
Yeah, they're still there.
Are they federated with ours?
So as I understand it, the way Mastodon works is you are automatically federated with the entire what they call Fediverse.
But have they blocked us?
To my knowledge, I don't
see why Liberdon would ever block us.
I think she was asking about other sites, but no. I don't know. I don't think you can know which sites are disfederated. I don't know how all the technicals work there. But as I understand it, if you know the address of a person on another Mastodon server, you can put that into our server and it'll connect you over there, unless there's some sort of blockage. And with the Truth Social site, there's definitely a blockage. There's no, from what I can tell, you cannot subscribe to somebody on Truth Social from outside of Truth Social, which is really stupid of them.
Yeah.
But there's no one there I want to subscribe to anyway.
I would have followed Trump just to follow the entertainment, just for the entertainment value. But there's no entertainment value because he's not posting to his account. So anyway, you can check our site out. It's over at social.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Stephen. He's in Georgia. And then we got more supposed tips here from Bloomberg about dealing with inflation. We'll get back into those. Stephen, go ahead.
Are you on the phone?
Stephen, you are on the phone.
Hey, what's up? I have an idiot coworker who hates the phone. He hates libertarians because we want to own guns and smoke weed. But whatever. Hey, Nikki, first of all, the word that you were looking for is depreciate.
Depreciate. Thank you. I'm not Nikki. I'm Bonnie.
Oh, okay.
But
Bonnie. Sorry.
Yeah, that's the word I was looking for.
I didn't know if he was yelling at his employee or what. Okay.
No.
Stephen, what were you calling about?
No, yeah. So the way to beat inflation is super simple. One, stop hoarding money, right? If you get paid in U.S. dollars, immediately get rid of it. Right? The very moment that it comes in, pay bills is real practical.
Mm-hmm.
Get gold is real practical. But turn it into something that, one, you need, and two, is barterable or retransferable into U.S. currency.
Like guns and weed.
Guns, but more so right now, ammo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not a bad suggestion at all. Other things that can last a long time would include alcohol, something you can just store in a dry, dark place and then you could use someday for trading for things. Cigarettes to a lesser extent, because that can obviously go bad, I think, over, the tobacco can get stale, right? Like,
dude, if someone hasn't had a cigarette for a while have the cigarettes, they're not going to be like, oh, man, you've got Marlboros, but they're 2 years
old. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man, they'll be...
That's a good point.
They'll be chain-smoking those things.
Toilet paper, that's another one that, everybody thought was really important 2 years ago, and they're going to think that's important again, for sure, when shortages, strike back. Of course, the problem with toilet paper is it takes up a lot of space. So you won't be able to get probably as much for a roll of toilet paper as you would for a pack of cigarettes, I suspect.
I'll go with cigarettes and go, I like that. Those are the kinds of things that Aria would hoard, too, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't smoke anymore, but...
Well, that's good. You don't want to smoke your supply.
Right.
So as long as you can hold the cigarettes without being tempted to smoke them, just
easily
put them
done.
Away, then you can make bank, later on down the line.
I think alcohol is a safer bet, though. I see alcoholics surviving the apocalypse much better than
smokers.
But these smokers are going to get overrun by the zombies. They're going to run out of breath halfway down the street. They're going to collapse. And
these are all excellent suggestions so far, Stephen. What else do you have?
Get your monthly bills down to zero. So the way that I say to practically do that is to homestead. Learn how to garden. I am currently buying what in Georgia is called an oversized shed, and I'm making it livable because I don't want to pay rent anymore.
Well, wait a minute. Where are you going to put the shed?
What is the temperature there in Georgia right now?
Hey, Preston, what do you think it is? 50, 60 degrees, 65?
70? Yeah, because it's something. It gets like, hot during the summer.
It's like 30 degrees here right now.
Okay, but where are you going to put the
shed? You're not going to zero that out. You've got to have some heat.
But wait, where are you going to put the shed? I mean, you can put heat in these things or whatever, but you said you don't want to pay rent.
You're not zeroing out your bills if you have to provide heat.
Obviously, but he said you don't want to pay rent, but you're going to buy a shed. Yeah. You have to set that somewhere. So where are you going to put it?
Oh, I own 2 acres.
Well, you're still going to be paying
to the government.
The government, right?
Yeah, I've just never even heard of this concept of zeroing out your bills. That sounds impossible.
It's a goal.
I think the trick to surviving inflation may be to be wealthy enough that you just don't need money.
Well, I mean, obviously that helps, but the average person can't just snap their fingers and do that.
$400,000 a year.
Yeah, all you have to do is like own 6 or 7 acres of land, build your own house, and grow your own food. I mean, it's easy. Duh. Mommy and Daddy gave me 6 acres of land. Why can't everyone be me?
Yeah, that's not... you're being facetious, obviously.
I am.
That's not within the reach.
And I'm exaggerating what Stephen's position is, but I mean, you do have to acquire 2 acres of land before one can do any of these things.
Where and some places that's cheaper than others. I mean, if you're out in the middle of BF nowhere, then an acre of land isn't going to cost you much at all. But what did you pay for these acres of land, and when did you get them?
I should have bought them years ago, but I bought them back in 2021, mm-hmm. December, so about 3 months ago. I paid cash money, and I paid like $13,200
an acre. $13,200 per acre?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then,
so the trick is to have just under $30,000 sitting around in cash.
Do you have road frontage, or do you have to like hike for a while until you get to it?
So in Georgia, it's illegal to sell land unless it's accessible via the road.
Okay.
Weird.
And so I tried to buy some that was only accessible via the river. But I'm not preparing for inflation. I'm preparing for an economic collapse caused by inflation. So
I think what you've given is generally pretty good advice, though, is try to get your bills down as low as possible. Obviously, zero is pretty difficult to attain.
And being self-sufficient is a great idea. I've just been, every day I think like, oh, I need to can something. And then I'm like, I feel like I'm too late. I'm just going to die. And we'll be fine.
You're not too late.
Well, and I'll say this before y'all close me out. I'm not going for the most comfortable lifestyle, right? I'm buying solar panels, but I'm not buying enough to run central AC.
Right. Yeah, well, on a tiny house, you probably aren't going to have... I don't know how many panels you need to run central AC, but on a little tiny home, I don't know if that's going to cut it. But certainly solar panels are more efficient now than they've ever been. There's no doubt about that. Thanks for the call, Stephen. Good suggestions. If you've got some you want to share, join us here on Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, you can bring up what you want here. You got some advice for people that are dealing with inflation, which is almost everyone, with the exception of maybe Joel Valenzuela, who's a friend of the show. He's co-hosted with us a couple of times over the years, who actually lives
up there on the seacoast.
Yeah, he lives on the seacoast, and he started, I think, in 2015 to get all his payments in cryptocurrency and spends only cryptocurrency to live his life.
It's amazing.
Now, obviously, he can use some... There's certain cheats out there that make that possible, that make that easier than it sounds. I think at some point we're going to have Joel back on the show to give us an update on what's going on in the world of Dash, because there's some cool stuff that the
Dash... Nothing else. We'll see him at ForkFest.
Yeah, but I don't think it's going to take that long. There's some things that the folks over at Dash are working on right now, like a Know Your Customer free, meaning without Know Your Customer, debit card.
Ooh.
Which is pretty cool.
Isn't that the first of its kind?
It would be, from what I can tell, the first of its kind. So it's in the beta stages right now, and I know the captain has the app in question, and Bonnie, I think, does as well. So a couple of our hosts will be able to test this for us, because Aria, you and I can't do things like crypto-related things.
Regrettably.
We also can't ask anyone to do crypto things on our behalf. So anyway, the Dash thing is looking pretty cool. So we'll look forward to hearing from him, and we'll get an update from him on, you know, what sort of tools he uses to live his life exclusively on crypto. But they're out there because he's been doing it now for 7 years or something like that. So
it's impressive.
Pretty cool stuff. Let's go back to your calls and thoughts, though. Sarah is in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live, Sarah.
Yes, there was about 14 off the road vehicle was found, and only like 9 tickets were issued. And they run around in bunches. There's about like 10 off the road vehicles that drive together, and when they try to catch them, they all run off. So they're trying to play little tricks with the police. And I'm thinking, do you think by getting these off the road vehicles off the street is really going to help with traffic fatalities? You know, they act like they're really going to do something.
Are we doing this off-road vehicle thing again? Sarah, you don't even know what type of vehicle you're talking about, remember? We went over this a few months ago.
No, I know what kind of vehicle. I see them people driving around on the street. It's got no doors. It's got metal frames.
Like a Polaris has
tires.
No doors,
yeah, she's talking about like an ATV. All-terrain vehicle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, off-the-road vehicle. But
think they're going to ban these things?
No, the people drive it on the regular street. That's illegal.
So, not always. Like, there's a Polaris. There's type of Polarises that are not illegal to drive on the streets, and they look so weird. They don't even look like cars. They look like rectangles.
Yeah, so my whole point is, I mean, they really believe that by getting these off-the-road vehicles, they're really going to improve traffic safety. And as we have noted, if you run a red light and at 50 miles an hour, it doesn't matter if it's an off-the-road vehicle or a regular vehicle.
I don't think those things can go 50 miles an hour. I've never driven one, so I can't say for sure, but I don't think that they have that kind of speed. I could be wrong about that. Like, generally, like a moped can't go above 35.
Yeah, but they're considered more dangerous when they hit people because they don't have the right kind of a bumper or something like that. And I really don't think it makes much difference. You could use a regular vehicle and if you went hit people over.
Wow, correction. Apparently, the most powerful ATVs can reach 80 miles an hour.
I'm just kind of surprised, wow. Sarah. I feel like your position on this has changed. If I recall correctly, initially you wanted these things banned because you thought that off-the-road vehicles being used on the road were making things deadlier for pedestrians. Am I understanding correctly that you're now saying it doesn't make a difference?
Right. It doesn't matter what vehicle you drive. It's your careless, reckless driving, drink driving, driving under drugs, or marijuana, or speeding, or just
look, I've driven
driving.
My own pot before. I drove more slowly and more carefully when I was high.
Well, she's not wrong to say that reckless driving is going to put people in danger. I mean, that's definitely a fact. Whether you're driving an ATV or whether you're driving a regular car or you've got a bus that you're in charge of, if you are drunk or something like that, that is going to increase the likelihood of
sure.
having a bad time and possibly hurting somebody. But look, Sarah, according to the Albuquerque Police Department, ATVs are not actually legal in Albuquerque, so apparently, you know, if those things are on the streets, they are potentially able to be pulled over and then towed.
Right, and they play a little game. They run off. I'm just bringing up
that's a pretty risky game. I mean, running from the cops is going to catch you an extra, like, probably
especially
a felony
when you can't get over 80 miles an hour.
This is true, but you can also probably go places the cops can't.
Hmm.
Well, you know what? Once you get caught here in Albuquerque, you might not even do 3 days in jail. I mean, they're so lenient with the crimes here. They just play little fun games like that.
You do understand that when you first get arrested, you usually only go to jail as long as you need to stay there to get bailed out. And then you have a trial. And then if you get convicted, you may go to jail for a longer period of time. Although odds are for an ATV violation, you're probably just going to have to deal with them impounding your ATV and a minor likely criminal charge. I doubt.
Well, probably not if you're running from the cops. That's probably
if you run from the cops, you're probably going to go to jail.
Sarah, do you have a solution for this problem that is pedestrians being fatally hit by vehicles?
Well, I'm just waiting for the self-driving cars. I think that's our only solution because nobody wants to be told what they did wrong, or nobody ever wants to be told. They don't want a ticket. They don't want any kind of citation. They want to do whatever they want with no consequences.
Yeah.
And this is the reality.
So I can never see Google Maps or anything like that ever being trustworthy enough that everyone can be riding driver-free cars. I just can't see that ever happening. There, in San Antonio, there's all these overpasses where you're on, well, like double-decker highway parts where mm-hmm. there's some highway on the ground right underneath the highway on top
right.
that's in the air. And it would always get confused and think I was on the top when I was on the bottom and so forth, and it would tell me, like, turn here. And I'd be like, okay, if I turn there, I would die. So imagine at the future, Google is driving everyone's cars. That'd be happening all the time. Be like, okay, we're going to turn now.
I think that it's going to be a messy progress because of that, but I think that at some point the auto driving will get so good that it will rarely screw up. I don't know if that's going to be in the next 5 years or 10 years or what, but...
See, I disagree. I think we're going to have flying cars before we have any of that.
Yeah, flying cars would be better.
Not
they're already testing them out.
They've been testing those things since the 1970s. The Mahler Air Sky Car was invented in like 79 or something like that, and it never went anywhere.
They don't want it to because that's way too much freedom.
Well, that may be their reason, but they're not going to tell you that publicly. The reason is it's dangerous, and so, you know, you got to have a 1,000-hour...
Well, everything is dangerous.
Right, but they're going to say you got to have a 1,000-hour pilot license in order to be able to drive one of these. It's not going to be like, you know, where you can just go and pass an easy driver test and then get your driver's license. Like,
there shouldn't
for a car.
Even be a test. I'm like, okay, you have a car that you can fly. Okay, well then I guess you can drive a flying car.
You know the government isn't going to just not allow there to be no test. That's
well,
not
no, but the government's going to die.
The driving test doesn't do any good.
No, it doesn't. But it does create a bureaucracy and it gives them the excuse to hand out cards and hire bureaucrats.
True.
The government isn't going to be around long enough for Google Maps to iron out all the problems that would kill people if cars were self-driving themselves.
I hope you.
And Google Maps is... That's why I keep referencing
them. Yeah, I appreciate your optimism there, but I really hope the government goes away at some point. That would be absolutely fantastic. Hire bureaucrats.
True.
The government isn't going to be around long enough for Google Maps to iron out all the problems that would kill people if cars were self-driving themselves.
I hope you're right about that, Bob. It's getting close already, so I think it will be there at some point. I personally am not interested in it. I like the idea of driving. I enjoy the act of driving, even though I would, on one hand, I do value the idea of like having the extra hours that I would have for not having to drive, because I could then be more productive.
Well, okay, then take a bus. It's just the same thing as saying
buses
everybody
don't
needs
go
to
go everywhere you need to go.
Well, I feel like this is really not that different than telling everyone you need to just get on the bus, because it's just like, it's a freedom thing. I want to be able to, if I want to, just drive into the woods, or whatever. Like, I don't want to have to be forced to only drive on the roads.
I don't want a computer
my car telling
you where
me,
to go.
Nope, you can't go that way.
Yeah.
We're
I'm
not
with
going
you. I'm going to be Will Smith of iRobot all the way to the end. No, I'm not. My car's not driving me. I'm driving my car. Yeah. End of story.
Yeah, I like the idea of me being able to control those things. Like,
yes.
I don't like software being in charge of whether I live or die.
That's such a weird position for a person to have. Imagine that.
Right. The number is 603-283-6160. But it is going to be interesting to find out what most people think about self-driving cars. Are most people willing to give up the freedom of...
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, Get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.